This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, St. George North residents confident new BLP parliamentary representative Tony Moore will do more than promised. The DLP halfway through its candidate selection for the next general election. ICAB conference opens with Prime Minister Motley pushing for a more technology-driven approach to the profession. And the UWI to confer 14 honorary degrees this year. Good evening. With the details, I'm Wendy Burke.
The evening edition brought to you in association with the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
Contributions by the 15th of the month. If you're self-employed, you should pay too, 'cause in the future it will benefit you. It's more than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
Attorneys at law, insurance companies, and third parties requesting information for their clients regarding NIS benefits are reminded that an original signed release must be submitted from the insured person permitting disclosure of the information.
With yesterday's by-election now behind them, residents of St. George North say they're looking forward to the works being promised by the winning Barbados Labour Party candidate Tony Moore. She convincingly won last night's by-election with 3,154 votes, doubling her closest rival, the DLP's Floyd Reefer. Residents of St. George North who chose to speak with Starcom Network News said they were happy about the outcome.
The by-election in St. George North was beneficial to a lot of people, and I honestly think that Tony Moore will do an excellent job in the time to come. And I want to congratulate her on winning this prestigious seat. When the ball really starts rolling, the youth will be rolling with the ball. So we're just waiting to see.
Yes, I'm very happy. Right now, you know, she know things there, so she won't have to help right now.
Yeah, we vote and we love it. We love she.
She deserves to win. I hope she get a ministry that she can do something for the community. That's it.
It was a good by-election and the best horse win the race. Well, there's a lot of things on the card that she's going to do, and I know she's going to fulfill her promise. And she let out fly off stump with a nice in swinger.
Some residents of St. George North. Despite its loss in yesterday's by-election, President Verla de Pisa believes the Democratic Labour Party was able to regain some ground lost in the 2018 general election. Ms. De Pisa tells Starcom Network News she believes the reasons for this include the highlighting and addressing of constituency issues and the running of a clean campaign. Ms. De Pisa tells Starcom Network News that her focus will now be on the wider candidate selection, which is about 50% completed.
Council meeting coming up that is to do with yet another batch, and this is a batch that came forward from before annual conference. But what it also suggests is that branches that haven't taken that first step yet, persons who are interested who haven't taken that first step yet, are going to find themselves left behind because the party machinery has to make this a priority now going forward. There's no other way. We're about middle of the road, and we would like to be more than middle of the road.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla de Pisa. Opposition leader and head of the PDP, Bishop Joseph Atherley, says he's disappointed with the amount of votes cast for his candidate, David Walden, in yesterday's by-election. But he's attributed this to the recent weather conditions that did not allow his party enough time on the ground. Bishop Atherley also offered a view on the reason for the low voter turnout at the polls yesterday.
The turnout, I think, yesterday was below 50%. Now, the governing party has readily attributed that to the COVID factor. It may or may not be. I do not know. That would have to be tested. But I suspect it is more than the COVID situation. You look at the last general election we had in 2018. and there was a lower turnout as well. We were not in COVID at the time. So it is that there is a large body of persons in Barbados that are turned off from the process or turned off from the two major parties. And the popularity of the government, I'm sure, is going to be tested in the general election, which is to come whenever it comes.
Opposition leader of the People's Party for Democracy and Development, Bishop Joseph Atherley. Meantime, the United Progressive Party's candidate, Ambrose Grosvenor, tells Starcom Network News that while he's disappointed with his loss, he was happy with the performance of his campaign. The UPP candidate also shared his views on the performance of third parties in the by-election.
I was able to interact with many people, share my ideas, and I got some good feedback. Given the results, I'm obviously disappointed, but I recognize that the people have spoken, and I listen to them, and I will continue to be a voice in the community of St. George North. The results are quite stark, and it is only fair to assess where the other parties stand today in terms of popular support coming from Barbadians.
That was the United Progressive Party candidate Ambrose Grosvenor. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maudley is encouraging those in the accounting profession to leverage more on technology. This was her message as she addressed today's Virtual Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados 2020 conference, where she told them to unleash their creative imagination to make technology work in a variety of ways.
Technologies that allow us to overcome vulnerabilities of our small population, our small economy, and our vulnerability to natural disasters. Technologies that allow us to leverage our assets of climate, geographic location, and of course, our collective creativity. The time is now to unleash the power of our creative imagination, to move our island beyond cautious incrementalism, and to enter a period of rapid, large-scale transformation and global distinction. On the 2nd of January of this year, I indicated to the country that I wanted you to join us on a journey that...
The Prime Minister also told the conference, being done virtually this year because of the COVID-19, that the global economy is not a zero-sum game. Ms. Maudley said they want to build new industries with new jobs.
New types and categories of jobs that we have never had before in Barbados. We want to build world-class financial platforms and services in medicinal cannabis, in e-health, in e-education, well-being management, life sciences, culinary sciences, robotics, which we are introducing in our schools from this year, modernized manufacturing, elderly care, modernized agriculture, software development, data engineering, cultural industries, cloud engineering, fintech, cybersecurity, and esports, yes, esports, to name a few.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maudley. The Sandy Lane Charitable Trust says it's coming to the end of its financial lifeline for the Feed a Family program. The initiative was launched back in May to provide grocery vouchers for disadvantaged families in the 30 constituencies impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. However, Trustee Philippa Challis says to date, they've given $4.5 million, but the COVID-19 pandemic has also placed a strain on their ability to raise donor financing.
The last tranche, which we've just committed to, is $1.5 million, and that will see people up to, we do them in 3-week stages, and that will see people up to Christmas. It will see us through to at least the middle of December. We honestly thought that people, the ministers, would be able to hand out vouchers to the value of $150 at a time. They're trying to make them stretch, so families are getting 50, families are getting 100. There's very few getting 150. So that just proves to us that the need is still there. You know, if people have empty cupboards, it's very, very hard to say no. But we've had to do that.
Trustee of the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust, Philippa Challis. and the University of the West Indies will confer 14 honorary degrees at its 2020 graduation ceremonies. These ceremonies, which are scheduled to take place from January 11th through 16th, are a mix of blended and virtual formats, which will celebrate a graduating class of approximately 8,500 students across the region. The 2020 honorary graduates are to be recognized for their outstanding contributions to regional and international development. Among those the Cave Hill campus would recognize are Sunita Allen of Barbados for entrepreneurship and contributions to journalism with a Doctor of Letters. She's a Barbadian-born entrepreneur and journalist who's currently Master of Jesus College, one of the 31 colleges in the University of Cambridge, making her the first woman to lead the college since its inception in 1496. And also being awarded is Professor Juliet Daniel of Barbados for her work in medicine and cancer research. Professor Daniel, a cancer biologist whose research led her to discover a new gene, KISO, named for the Barbados native's favorite music. It regulates the expression of genes that control cell proliferation, cell adhesion, and cell motility. And recapping our headlines now in the evening edition from Starcom Network News. St. George residents confident new DLP parliamentary representative Tony Moore will do more than promised. The DLP halfway through its candidate selection for the next general election. ICAB conference opens with Prime Minister Motley pushing for a more technology-driven approach to the profession, and the UWI to confer 14 honorary degrees this year. That's been the news here on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.